This is Bev.
Hi, Bev. This is Mark.
Hello.
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm also good. Thank you for asking. How's your weekend?
It was nice. You know, it's getting kind of crazy with Christmas, but yeah, we're hanging in there. How about you?
A little chill, you know.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. All right. So, I did want to ask you for the login for Facebook, because I want to start putting some classes and stuff on there.
So, regarding your Facebook, we're already working on your postings every day. And if you need your Facebook access, if you need your Facebook page access, you just have to basically provide me any Facebook account, okay, like your personal one or any other one. So we will basically give you your master access to on that account.
Okay, then use the Makers Club, the one I did wrong, which is I did it like a personal Facebook page. It has my little, you know, logo that has the little pot with the paintbrush.
So that was
so you can tie it to that one, I guess.
That possible? You just basically provide me a login information of that account.
Okay.
All right. So whenever I receive your login information, I will just forward those information with my management, and then maybe within an hour or 2 hours, that guy basically transfer you all basically rights to that account. Okay.
Okay, sounds good.
Do you have
and
any
then, what? And I'm trying to remember what all was on my list for you. Oh, the classes, I could not add the calendar. I could not figure that out for the life of me. I did figure out how to update products, though, so that's good.
I already, basically, according to your email, I already signed a task to my developer. All right, so my developer is already working on your calendar, so probably I will get back to you within 2 hours.
And then, you know, I want people to be able to click on it and sign up for it. They don't need to pay. They can pay me when they come in the store. I mean, you know, we have a little bit of a different goal because I want to focus on the store right now. You guys, I know your thing is websites, and that's all good too. Don't get me wrong. But my main thing now is getting people in the door at the store. So I'd like for them to click on it and either be able to sign up or at least get information on the class. It'd be better if they signed up because then I can see how many people to expect, you know?
Yeah, right. So regarding your basically that inquiry form, we will just basically attach that form on your calendar. All right. Let's say that client is basically have to fill the missing information on that form, like a phone number, email, and address. All right? So then you just have to basically directly respond to the email.
Hang on 1 second, Mark. Hang on. Breaking up on you. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yep. Sounds good.
All right. So I will definitely add your inquiry form on your calendar. Do you have any other concern right now?
Yeah, you know, I didn't even notice this, but at the top, they don't have my logo up here anymore. I don't know why they took it off, but I want the one that is black and white. You know what? I'll send you that, too, when I send you the login. Then on calendar, like, are you looking at my website right now?
Let me open your website. Just give me 1 second, okay?
Sure. Yep.
All right, Bab. I already opened your website, so go ahead.
Okay, so so first thing is where it says coming in November. Obviously, we got to change that so it says now open. Then, then if it keeps scrolling down when you get to the calendar, I want it to show right there on Thursdays. I want it to see, say, Girls Night Out on the 14th and 21st. I'm not going to put anything that week between Christmas and New Year's. I don't think we're going to get that much traffic. So Thursday the 14th and 21st, we'll say Girls Night Out. Then Friday 15th and 22nd is going to say Date Night.
You already mentioned this information in your email. Is that correct?
Yeah, except I think I might have said that week during Christmas and New Year's. I don't want to do that. So if somebody, I mean, this is how I'm seeing it. So they go, oh, I want to go to date night. They can click on the 15th, and then it will give them the information and let them sign up. And then I get an email that says they signed up for date night. Is that how that will work?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Then, let me see. I see that the phone number needed updated. I sent you the new phone number. This one's good for you, but just for the general public, I want that new one in there.
I will definitely add your new phone number on your website too, okay?
Yep, sounds good. Am I missing anything?
I don't think so.
Okay, the phone number does show at the top and the bottom. Just, I don't know if it will update both places, but I did want to let you know. And I think that's it for now. I'll let you know if I missed anything, but I think that's about it.
Alright, so let me complete your those updates on your website. Alright, so probably within 2 hours I will get back to you, okay?
Okay, sounds good, Mark. Thank you.
Thanks. No problem, Beth. Thank you. Have a good one.
Oh, you know what else? The one place where it says, I knew I was forgetting something. Hang on, is it under 200 here? No, that's not it. Where is it? Events. Maybe. Hang on. Yeah, under events, AM Pottery.
Just give me one second. Let me open your event page. All right, Bev, I'm on our event page right now.
Yeah. So on events, I'm thinking, the DIY boot camp is not 12 days, it's only 2 days, but can we kind of leave it to just the top three for now? Do I even need this book? Because I got the calendar, and they can sign up on the calendar, right? I don't know, what do you think?
I think you have to just remove the space from your website. You already have those information in your calendar, so for now, I will just hide this page from your website.
Yeah, I think we can do that. That sounds good to me.
All right, so I will just hide that page from your website. All right, you already have this information on your, basically on your main page, on your calendar. All right, you have each and every information on that. So probably
you're breaking up really bad again, Mark. I don't know why our connection's so bad today.
Okay, Bev, let's
You know what else? Remember we had the beer cap map on the kids' kits? I want to put any other picture. I just think beer and kids probably not a good mix.
So let me know on that heading.
Sorry?
Bev, I think you're having a bad connection. Let me complete those changes, and I will get back to you within 2 hours, and then we will discuss further, okay?
All right. Sounds good, Mark. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.